This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Got to make sure the mic is on. It is on. We are here at the Correlation CEO CTO conference here in beautiful San Diego, California. Look who I have here in, well, it's kind of a studio lounge-ish.
Sure.
We're standing today. We're standing today. We have Lori Page from Correlation. Lori, how are you?
Hi, everyone. Doing well. Thank you.
Good.
Sunny in San Diego.
It's a little overcast, but it's all right. It's still warm outside. And we have Ashley Updike from Correlation as well. Ashley, how are you?
Perfect. Thanks.
Perfect. Wow. Okay. High standards here today. All right.
Came out of a merger session.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. We did. Yeah. Tom O'Shea just spoke about mergers, and we just interviewed him as well on kind of a summary of his topic. And oh my gosh, what a compelling presentation that was, and the discussion afterwards was just as compelling. Oh my God, I wish it would have gone on another half hour, but that's just me. Anyway, you guys, Correlation, has a merger team at your company. And so, Lori, you kind of head that up. So tell me a little bit about this merger team and why it's put together.
Well, top of mind are mergers for credit unions. So one of the things that we found is that the demand was, we were seeing more of a demand. And so a lot of times credit unions can't plan, 2 years in advance for a merger to occur, like a conversion. So we had the need to put a merger team together that's dedicated to just that, that can respond very quickly, and that have the experiences and the knowledge to really be efficient when it comes to programmatic mergers, assisting with manual mergers. So we've got dedicated folks from conversion programming, as well as the conversion strategist side of the house, because as you know, there's still data mapping and setup and all of that needs to happen. So this team can respond quickly.
And how long has the merger team been together? I know it's probably like a year or so or something like that?
Just over a year. And what we plan is for 8 mergers a year.
Oh, wow.
And then we're ready and always evaluating the demand to see if another merger team is needed to kind of add to the group.
Oh my gosh. And something tells me that might be happening because of all the activity that's going on out there, right?
We need to be there for our clients.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's not something, like I said, that they can wait. And a lot of times they just need that quick response to get the project moving.
No doubt. And Ashley, tell me about all kind of the moving parts, because this is a complicated project, if you will. I mean, there's a lot involved. There's a lot of moving parts here. So tell me your responsibilities and how does Correlation help out?
Sure. So it definitely is a big project. A lot of times I think we have the perception of that it's easy and it's fast, and it's not. It's a miniature conversion. So these projects are at least 6 months long. What I do is, as soon as a credit union is interested in a merger, I recommend they tell their CRM right away. They reach out to me. And what we do is we gather some information. What is that credit union? We don't even have to know the name of the credit union. Oftentimes people want to keep that confidential. But if we know the asset size, what core they're coming from, then we can put together some pricing to just educate the credit union on, this is what the process could look like. We have 3 different merger types. What are the timelines associated with that? And that conversation really is crucial, so they know what to expect. What I find is, once we have that conversation, it really does take the credit union 2 or 3 months to consider where they're at in the process, when would be a good time to schedule this. But definitely tell us as soon as it's a possibility, so it's on our radar, because Lori and I look at our capacity every single month. What is the demand? How many slots do we have available? Because we are prepared to hire additional resources to increase that capacity at any time.
Yeah, you're right. I'm glad you said that. It is like another conversion, literally.
It's a mini conversion. And that discovery call that Ashley was referring to is the key, because a lot of times credit unions don't know what they don't know. So we talk about, what are you going to do with your cards, and what type of assistance are you going to need? So a lot of information comes out of those meetings with Ashley's group.
Yeah, and Tom brought it up in his talk too. He said, obviously the technology is a major part of this. So, and okay, which core processor are you going to stick with? And obviously at this conference, hey, Correlation, because you don't want to regress, especially in the technology area, because it's so important today, right? So, and I see you nodding your head. Both of you guys are nodding your head in that area. So.
Yeah, those conversations take place about the core. Yeah. And then we bring, the group in to do demos to the credit union that's going to be merging, to say, here's what they're currently using. And, it's a lot of times they walk away and they want to be, in the next upcoming core. They don't want to go backwards, like Tom was saying.
And obviously, if it's a correlation to correlation, that's a whole other issue, but that's piece
that's
of cake.
No-brainer.
You got this wired. But again, coming from another a core is, it's like you said, a whole another conversion or even a sales process, because you got to do the demo and all that type of stuff to convince them, hey, you know, this is the way to go, right?
But we've never seen so many mergers that we've seen now. And so it's important to have a special project group that's directed out of the PMO that really has a project plan just for that. It really puts our credit union partners at ease when they have those conversations. They walk away from conversations with Ashley's team saying, oh, I feel better about my next steps and what I need to do.
Because those merger conversations are happening more and more often for sure. So great that you guys have this team implemented there to kind of has a security blanket, I guess, you know? So anything else to add, Ashley, from your perspective on all the moving parts that go along? Any advice or anything like that?
Yes, I would say let us know as soon as you have, you know, even just a possibility. Let us know. I'll tell you, the merger team is doing great things. They've completed 3 mergers as that dedicated group. After every single merger, we do a lessons learned, so we're constantly improving our process, getting more efficient, and that definitely helps credit unions have a smoother process.
Good stuff. Lori, anything else to add?
No, thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Having this time to talk about this very hot topic.
It's white hot. So and you guys are right there in the mix, leading the way. So appreciate it. There they are, Dynamic Duo Mergers. Go check them out. Lori. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.